Hi, this is Cliff Sarin on ComputerWeekly.com podcasts, where you can download and listen to interviews with leading experts on key topics of IT management and technology. In today's interview, I'm speaking to Benny Voster, who is the Vice President of IT Solutions and Technology Standards for the BMW Group. I'll be speaking to Benny about BMW's green data center strategy and how the car company has been using server consolidation, virtualization, and renewable energy sources to improve the efficiency of its data centers. Benny, can you tell me how long you've been running the Green IT program?
Green IT, we started about 2.5 years ago. We are 2 years into the program. We looked at our energy consumption in our data centers and also looking at ways to reduce cooling costs. For example, here in Munich, our data centers are using groundwater from the city council to take the cold water and exchange that as a heat exchanger process in our data center. This saved us a lot of money in that respect. And the second thing is we pump the water back into the system at a more manageable temperature, especially in the winter months. Imagine if you sit at your house and the water coming out of the cold tap is close to just above 0 degrees. This is not nice to have. Although BMW is not the main contributor to this effect, we could save a lot of money in this respect. Look in South Carolina, for example, electricity generation. We use gas out of a waste dump, generate electricity. This electricity governs the manufacturing facility, and part of that also drives the data center in that respect.
So you're actually locating these data centers near these renewables and resources that you can access?
I would not say we relocate the data center specifically where there are renewable sources, but we do take into effect whatever renewable sources we can benefit from, we make use of. Green IT also is not just looking at energy consumption, but also looking at new technology. You can use, for example, virtualization in your servers. You look at new processors that use less energy, low voltage CPUs, for example, that we do bring into our data center now. We look at flat screens, something we started almost 4 years ago already in BMW by actively pushing out flat screen into the office environment. They use a lot of less energy than what it is today.
Okay, now just to go back on that last point, when people talk about data center and green, they tend to talk about consolidation and, yes, buying new servers. How have you found that? What has been your strategy?
Replacing servers is a natural process. In every data center, we replace servers approximately between 3 and 5 years old, depending on the technology of what is available. If you look at technology as they become available, after 3 years, you typically see significant energy reduction, but higher performance, lower cost. It makes sense, of course, to do this process of changing the servers. The business demand for higher performance is there. You have to meet that. You have less money to do it with, and you have to, at the one side, also to save energy. By saving the energy, you also save costs. This is the main driver as well.
So, Benny, how many data centers are we looking at here?
We have a large number of, let's say, network data centers. These are smaller locations that service the region in where they are doing business with. You would never be able, for example, to take local print servers or network closets, local file server, and put that in one data center. The cost of the bandwidth in some countries are very expensive. If you would like to run to some countries, for example, from Germany to, let's say, Australia, you getting 100 megabit wide area network is extremely expensive to do. You would rather focus the data that is there in that data center close as much as efficient as possible. On your large data centers, and here we talk mainly BMW in Germany, with data centers, let's say, in the UK, USA, Japan, for example, these are the data centers that where the market is significantly large enough to justify the data center. In terms of wide area network costs, Europe is fairly easy to manage. Network costs, the wide area network costs, are dropping significantly every year. And you see the same trend in other first world countries, UK, USA, Canada, for example. With that in mind, you have a better opportunity to let's say, consolidate functions of expertise. Functions of expertise could be that a data center, let's say, in Germany have certain skills and they provide that service worldwide for specific skills. It doesn't mean that the people are sitting also close to that. The people can sit in another location geographically. They also need a wide area network access.
That's like a shared service, a service that is shared across regions.
Stability and ownership is shared across regions. On the back end side, on your main legacy systems or your large application environments, that you would run centrally as much as possible. This is the trend in the business, where you keep your mainframe, for example, or your large SAP systems that service most of the business, regardless where the business is, and not so dependent on the wide area network speed of bandwidth or the latency that you would centralize.
So how does all of this tie in with green IT in the data center?
Consolidating, bringing the items together, reduce duplication. If you reduce duplication, you can bring it together. By bringing it together, you can virtualize it. So instead of needing, let's say, a server in country A, a server in country B, a server in country C, I can put it on one server and do virtualization in one data center.
I see. So we're 2 years into a 3-year program. What's going to be happening in the next year?
We have to continue the virtualization process and the consolidation process. The steps will continue to take place next year. During next year, we have to re-evaluate, look at the market, what new technology will come out or are available in this process, and exploit that new technology in the next phase. This is not a program that you do only once for this 3 years and then stop and say, I've done my duty. You have to continuously do that in these cycles forever to find the right optimization.
So although it's a 3-year program, it could continue indefinitely.
It's always an indefinite process to find efficiency, to continue in the process of getting the right technology at the right time into the business. You cannot change the equipment too fast. The cost of change is also money. And you have to find the right optimum time of change to meet new hardware, new software solutions, and new life cycles.
Thank you, Benny, and thank you for listening. Please join me again on www.computerweekly.com/podcasts.